Performing without action. Apply this way of seeing everything in your world. Tasks will be simplified, your performance level will increase, and the pressure to be better than others by using superior hardened strength will cease to be a factor. You'll naturally incorporate the wisdom of peaceful harmony that's found in the martial arts by letting the efforts of others become a source of your own power. Your softness will override the hardness of others. This principle is clearly seen when you look at great champions as they perform their chosen activities. The greatest golfers are effortless in their swing. The most successful ball players run, jump, throw, catch, and shoot with a softness that seems to stupefy most observers. They don't use force, nor can they find words to describe how they do it. The most talented artists dance softly, without effort, or paint quietly without force, and write easily without struggling, by allowing the words to come to them. As Lao Tzu reminds you, these are rare beings who live the master's way. These sages obtain the bounty of this world, which is available to you too. As I contemplate Lao Tzu's counsel, he urges me to offer you encouragement to apply the spirit of the watercourse way that's found in this 43rd verse of the Tao Te Ching. First, introduce a soft, non-action style to your life. Practice the way of non-action or performing without effort. By letting go of your inner drive to push ahead, you'll see that you ironically do better than when you tried so hard. In your work, become more tolerant in your drive to achieve by softening your attitude and your behavior. You'll see that customers and large opportunities are attracted to you. Why is this true? Because you're allowing the perfect flow of the Tao, like the great gray heron lets the tide recede in order to reveal the nourishment he needs to live. Notice how your life changes as you change the way you look at it. Practice performing without effort in other areas of your life too. For example, some marathon runners say that they've learned to relax and stop pushing, letting their legs, their arms, and their torso simply be as their bodies begin experiencing extreme exhaustion with only a few miles to go. They report that when they shut down the mental interference and instructions, they magically cross that finish line. Soft always has its place, for it is the watercourse way, the way of the Tao. And secondly, encourage desires to freely flow in your imagination. Consider what you've wanted to have in this life as if it's behind a locked door. Examine what you've been telling yourself about the prosperity, the superb help, the good luck, the business success, or wonderful relationships you've craved, that no matter how hard you've tried, it's all come to naught. Then imagine yourself flowing like water through the barrier of that locked room. Do it softly, gently, and silently in your mind. In other words, just spend some time getting used to practicing the watercourse way of the Tao. As you allow softness to be part of the picture of your life, the hard way will soften. Begin to exercise this kind of effortlessness in all areas of your desires. According to Ralph Waldo Emerson, quote, "It is the condition of inspiration. Marry nature, don't use her for pleasure," unquote. I urge you to consider this kind of a marriage. Do the Tao now. Have a day of silence. Don't speak aloud to anyone. Instead, just observe and see if you can be in a state of softness without telling yourself or anyone else what to do. Gently consider the powerful words of Herman Melville, who once said that God's one and only voice is silence. The 44th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, "Which means more to you, you or your renown? Which brings more to you, you or what you own? I say what you gain is more trouble than what you lose. Love is the fruit of sacrifice. Wealth is the fruit of generosity. A contented man is never disappointed. He who knows when to stop is preserved from peril. Only thus can you endure long." Unquote. Living by knowing when to stop. This 44th verse tells you that changing the way you prioritize your life ensures a fruitful one. I call it the enough is enough section of the Tao Te Ching. When you update your view of the most important things in your life, the world around you is going to seem very different. Lao Tzu is urging you to look into your heart and examine what is truly important. Earlier verses of the Tao Te Ching counsel that the essential mission of your life is to go back or to get to know your originating source before physical death. In other words, you don't have to die to make that return trip. It's not only possible, but essential to feel your connection to the Tao while you're still alive. Knowing when to stop is part of the path leading you to your essential self, where the need for fame and possessions is non-existent. You see, it's not the things or even a desire for recognition that keeps you from living a life of connection to the Tao. It's your attachment to them that gets in the way. So shift the importance you've placed on success or belongings, which has obscured your connectedness to the Tao. Begin to note the senselessness of demanding more or exhausting yourself in pursuit of what keeps you trapped in a vicious cycle of striving and never arriving, or trying to find fulfillment. This verse implores you to know when to stop. I'm sure that you can easily see people in your environment who spend their entire lives seeking more of everything. More possessions, more money, more recognition, awards, friends, places to go, substances, food, you name it. If you live with this same philosophy, you signed up for a life of frustration and dissatisfaction because the search itself becomes your jailer. It's easy to see then why Lao Tzu advises that what you gain is far more trouble than what you lose. When you prioritize your life, you'll find that love and a feeling of abundance are not only what you desire, but these two principles are instantly available because you've changed the way you look at the world. From this new perspective, you'll feel totally loved and wealthy in all ways. I realize that Lao Tzu is again speaking in what seems to be paradoxical words, but he's coming to you from the perspective of having changed the way he looked at things and noting that what he looked at changed. He now sees love and wealth everywhere, yet he knows intuitively that he can never possess them by chasing after them, since they'll always remain just outside of his grasp. And so he looks at the Tao and sees the great way keeps nothing for itself, is willing to let go of its life-giving essence, and is desirous to share with all. When you give of yourself asking nothing in return and withdrawing your need for recognition, you'll experience more contentment. The fruits of wealth and love are seen right there before you when you simply stop the chase. The beauty of the wisdom in this 44th verse is that you give away your attachments to things or ways of being, which is what I mean by knowing when to stop. If the chase is wreaking havoc on your relationship, stop. If the chase is exhausting you, stop. If the chase is keeping you from enjoying your life, stop. When you know when to cease and desist, you're protected from all of these perils, and you'll soon enjoy a long and contented existence connecting with the Tao. The following is what Lao Tzu seems to ask me to offer you as a means for implementing this teaching. First, make your relationship to the Tao your top priority. Prioritize your life by making this the essential and foremost responsibility you have. Your primary relationship needs to be with yourself, not your family, your business, your country, your culture.